Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 23rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: ECB framework in the Lagarde era, China shares tumble on Wuhan lockdown, and crossing the Brexit finish line. Leading today's news: a policy decision at the ECB today is set to be dominated by the central bank's first strategic review since 2003 under new president Christine Lagarde. The framework is likely to last for most of the year and span topics from the inflation target to digital money and the fight against climate change. The ECB has fallen short of its inflation target of just under 2% for years, despite increasingly aggressive stimulus under predecessor Mario Draghi, while yesterday marked the 5-year anniversary of quantitative easing. In terms of actual decisions, economists expect the deposit rate to stay at negative 0.5% and QE to remain at 20 billion euros per month. In other news, Chinese authorities have halted travel from two cities, including Wuhan, in the latest bid to stop the spread of a coronavirus that has already claimed 17 lives and infected nearly 600 people. The travel ban comes before the country's Lunar New Year holidays and ahead of a decision from the World Health Organization on whether to declare the outbreak a global health emergency. Asian stocks plunged on the news, with Shanghai off 2.8% and Hang Seng down 1.5%. though U.S. futures are hugging the flat line. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal has cleared its final hurdles in Parliament after 4 years of paralyzed British politics. The bill now goes to Queen Elizabeth II for signing, putting the UK on track to leave the EU by the end of the month. On the European side, the EU Council and Commission presidents are due to sign off on the agreement Friday, with the European Parliament voting it through next Wednesday, though that step is considered a formality. Earnings season continues in earnest as several heavyweights report before and after the bell. Investors will be watching for how Intel is working to combat market share loss, especially to AMD, while Procter & Gamble's strong organic sales momentum is expected to have continued. Both American Airlines and Southwest are also set to report quarterly results after their stocks were hit this week due to concerns that the coronavirus outbreak would dent international travel. Calling it a common practice, Amazon has filed a motion in court to pause Microsoft from carrying out an up to $10 billion cloud computing deal until a court rules on its protest of the contract award. Most recently, Amazon has attributed the contract loss to President Trump's bias against the company and for improperly pressuring the Pentagon. The JEDI project is designed to consolidate the Defense Department's cloud computing infrastructure and modernize its technology systems. McDermott's Chapter 11 proposal would pay bondholders a minimal recovery and wipe out existing shareholders. $4.6 billion in debt would also be exchanged for equity, giving existing lenders approximately 94% of the reorganized company and the bondholders 6% of the post-bankruptcy company. HPS Investment Partners, Baupost Group, and Octagon Credit Investors are among the largest lenders in McDermott's $3.3 billion raise of secured debt, and are said to be poised to control the engineering firm following the restructuring. Ford expects to record a pre-tax remeasurement loss of about $2.2 billion related to its pension and other post-retirement employee benefit plans, according to an SEC filing. The remeasurement loss will reduce Q4 net income by around $1.7 billion. Though the loss will not impact the adjusted earnings per share as it is a special item. Reason for the charge? It's largely related to a drop in discount rates, as that leads to an increase in the amount of money to be contributed for future pension benefits. UBS just more than doubled its price target on Tesla, lifting the figure to $410 from $160, but still kept its sell rating on the shares. While Tesla has the potential to become the most profitable original equipment manufacturer, the positives are taken for granted at the current price, according to the team led by Patrick Hummel, who sees the company's volumes doubling by 2022. This is a stretch because it requires perfect execution, strong EV demand growth, and at the same time failure of the incumbent OEMs to launch competitive EVs. Tesla is down 1% pre-market. The new Boeing CEO said the plane maker will not cut its dividend despite the extended grounding of the 737 MAX, and expects to resume MAX production months before the mid-year return to service. The latest delay was triggered by the company's recommendation that pilots should undergo simulator training. He'll also start with a clean sheet of paper on a decision whether to launch a new mid-size airplane seating 220 to 270 passengers, effectively halting current plans worth $15 to $20 billion. While both the U.S. and France stepped back from the brink of a trade war this week, the delicate truce over digital taxation is on a knife edge. Another round of crunch talks between the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire will take place today as the latter's position faces criticism at home for capitulating under U.S. pressure. France has argued its digital tax would ensure that the world's tech giants pay appropriate duties, while the U.S. maintains the tax unfairly discriminates against U.S. technology companies. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, and crude oil are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.